Good morning. Were you calling to close an account?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, I can assist with that. Can I ask for you to provide me with your email address?
It would be Britt Age at iCloud.com.
Okay, you said Brit Age.
No, stage.
Oh, stage. And Brit is Britt.
Yes.
Brit Stage. You said Brit Stage at iCloud.com. Okay, so I'm not locating.
I tried to go online and do it, but it says that I don't have an email for my account, but the payments is on reoccurring.
Okay.
I just called my bank.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't locate an account listed under that email address either. Let me just search your name. What's your full first and last name?
Brittany Stage.
Brittany Stage. Brittany Stage. I'm not locating an account listed under your name either. You said you're getting charges coming from this service from your institution?
Yeah, it was like $20.
Okay. Let me see if I can locate your account another way because I didn't locate anything under your name. 963. Okay, do you happen to have the last four digits of your card number that's being charged, ma'am?
Yeah, 6771.
6771. And is there, do you know of a date of when that charge came out of your account?
It said yesterday, but no, well, it says 6/19. I mean, 7/19, but I wasn't even on it yesterday.
Okay, 7/19. Let me see, because I'm not locating anything. Did you happen to go online before and pay like a dollar charge from a particular website to look up some records or get a report?
Yes.
Like a property report?
I think so.
Okay. That's probably more than likely. A lot of times with those sites, a lot of them are subscription-based. Once you use them the first time, you probably got put into the subscription when you used it the first initial time. But once I locate your account, I'll be able to get that canceled and get those charges refunded. Let me see here. I'm not locating anything. You said yesterday was the 18th. Today is the 19th. Do you remember the email address that you used with that service? Was it that one that you just provided me?
It would have to be that one or my other one, but I tried that one too.
Okay, what's your other one?
Britt Thompson and it would be 1993 at Gmail.
Okay, let me search that one on my end. And Britt is just Britt, or is it two T's?
It's two T's and Thompson, so it's, it'd be three T's in a row.
Okay. That's Brit T. Thompson. Not locating. Nope, nothing came up under Brit Thompson. And that last four digits were 6671?
6771.
6771. Okay. Brittany Thompson. You said your last name was Stage, correct?
Stage. Yeah.
Not located in a Britney Stage listed here.
It might be under Brittany Hockenberry, but I know that's my maiden name, but I would have used Stage.
Stage. Okay, let's try Hockenberry. Can you spell that last name, your maiden last name?
H A W K I N B E R R Y.
Okay. Let's search your maiden name. Let me see if I can locate it with your maiden name. All right, I'm just going to search your last maiden name and see if I can locate it through that. And then I'll keep searching.
Because I mean, my bank gave me the number that this it was being billed by. Like I said, it was supposed to be recurring a subscription, and I didn't do
Excuse me.
that.
Okay. Nope, nothing came up under Hawkenberry either. 6771. Do you have the first four digits of your card number that's being charged, ma'am?
4000.
Okay, let me try the first four and see if I can locate it that way. Nothing under the first four either. That's so strange.
No, I went to that free pick up an address, and it charged me a dollar, but now it charged me $20, and
Okay.
now he can't find my name, my email, nothing. And I was gonna charge him $20 every month.
Okay. Are those the
Yeah, the
only
bank gave me
two
this number.
email addresses that you have, the ones that you provided me?
That's one all I have. I mean, my husband has one, but I don't think I would use his.
Okay. What would his email address be? Because it
Stager, Stager 70 at yahoo.com.
Okay.
My property records.
Nope, nothing under
Just this
his
one time.
email. Nothing came up under his email address either. You think maybe you might have did it under his name?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, we can try it. Kyle, his name is Kyle Stage.
Kyle Stage. Nope.
I mean,
Nope,
'cause
that's
it came off my
somewhere.
card, $20, and I would have used my Brit Stage at iCloud.com.
Your Brit Stage at iCloud.com. That's
Yeah, I mean, I know my whole debit card number. I don't know if that would help or not, but
the do you let me have you provide me the last just the last 8 digits of your card number.
oh boy, that's hard. The
The only other
last
way I
eight.
yeah.
Okay, so the last four is 6771. So then the middle would be 4000. It says it would be 3015 6771, I do believe.
Okay.
Records.
3015 6771. Nope. That is so weird. Nope, nothing coming up under the last 8 digits either. Did it ask you for anything else when you were signing up for that service, like a phone number or anything?
It might have.
Let me search it by the phone number. Is it the one you're calling me from now, the 330-432?
Yes.
No. Okay.
Not really.
Okay. Nope, nothing came up under. Okay. So I'm not locating any account. This is what I'm probably gonna have to do. Have you already contacted your credit card in regards to the charges or your institution?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm gonna have to do is fill out a request because I'm not able to locate where this account is. And I'll provide my team with your email address and all your information here. And you said the charges were for $20, correct?
I can was let me go to my pictures because I screenshotted it. It was, yeah, $20, and it says the property record, and it was on my card, 6771, and it said the 19th.
Okay. If you can have your institution contact us, if you can get in contact with your banking institution and have them contact us, and
Okay.
then we talk with them, or you can do like a conference call between you, us, and them, and have them dispute the charges from their end, they should be able to we'll just let them know that you got an authorized charge. And they should be able to get the
Okay.
charges disputed from their end since I wasn't able to locate the account on my end.
Okay, now what's your name so I can
My name's Alex.
Alex.
Yeah, my name's Alex. And let me just, I'm gonna fill out this request on your behalf from my team here. And I'll leave some notes on your, well, I won't be able to leave any notes because I didn't locate an account. I'll just let them know that I wasn't able to locate an account, but I'll provide your email address, which you said was bridgestage@icloud.com. Can't find your account.
Yeah, like I don't remember even asking me my email address, to be honest. Because it was at that dollar one, it was like a dollar thing, and I remember
Yeah.
doing it. But
Okay.
I was looking at the property. It was at a dollar something, so I did it. And I don't remember asking for an email, nothing.
Okay. 9634.
Just my card information.
Yeah, just have them contact see if you can have them contact us, our services for you, and we can do like a three-way conference call and get those charges disputed for you. I'll also on my end submit a request on your behalf and have my team, yeah, have my team look into this and let them know that I wasn't able to locate your account and have them call us back and we can try to get those charges disputed with your banking institution and us.
All right, yeah. I'll just call them and see if they can just call you, and then if they
Yeah,
need
or
anything,
see that.
just
Yeah,
call me.
do that. Yes, do that. That'll be the best
Okay.
option.
All right. Thank you so much
No
for
problem,
your
ma'am.
help and your time.
No problem, ma'am, at all. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
Okay. Bye.